I've learned it doesn't matter how you come into the presence of God, but it's how you leave the presence of God. When we get into the presence of the King, every one of our issues and worries are taken care of. What worship does is it takes my perspective off of what looks bad and turn my eyes to who I know is good. That when you get into the presence of the King, when you worship here, He'll work everything out at your address. I don't know how long you traveled. I don't know how much gas it took you to get here. But I just need somebody to give Him glory here. That when you lift Him up here, He'll work it out back at your house. When you... My worship ain't just for me. But your worship ought to affect your neighbor. That it may not be for me, but when I lift up my hands, I petition a God to not just move for me, but move on everybody on my road. Is there any worship? Is there any worship? You just look at somebody next to you. Matter of fact, I wasn't gonna do it, Teddy, but can everybody grab somebody, squeeze their hand? Somebody needs some strength. This is the year we're not coming to church and leaving the same way we came. But I feel a miracle in the room. I said, I feel a miracle in the room. While you're squeezing your neighbor's hand, just begin to pray for who's ever hand you're holding. God, I don't know what they're going through, but they won't leave the same way they get tonight. Oh, Basha, you might not have a higher experience, but thank God your neighbor is getting ready to have a God experience. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Push in the spirit. You can't look at this. You gotta tap in this. Come on, come on, come on. Break the hands of the enemy over your neighbor's life.